Do you need an attorney? Call someone you can trust. The Broward County Bar Association, a not-for-profit organization, was founded in 1925 to foster courtesy, ethics, and professionalism, as well as to provide necessary legal services throughout South Florida. The Broward County Bar Association, 3,000 members strong, has attorney members that work throughout the entire state of Florida, as well as nationally and internationally. Remember, the Broward County Bar Association is a referral you can count on. Call the Broward County Bar Association at 954-764-8310 for all your legal needs. A referral you can count on. 954-764-8310. Or contact online at browardbar.org. Non-lawyer spokesperson.
Welcome to the award-winning legal news and review recognized from the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, featuring the law firm of Santucci Fiore Fiel, practicing intellectual property, business and entertainment law and litigation. Located in downtown Fort Lauderdale is Mike Santucci, legal panel attorney who co-chairs the intellectual property section of the Broward Bar. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law, also syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his fields of practice. And nationally known criminal defense attorney, Gary Ostro, Esquire. Over 30 years defending the accused in both state and federal courts. With over 500 jury trials to his credit, Gary Ostro's practice focuses on Fourth Amendment issues as related to search and seizure, as well as federal civil rights cases against police officers, as well as the departments and city in which they operate. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, turning traumatic injury into opportunity. Several years ago, after losing a leg in a motorcycle accident, Remington Block goes racing. He will be the first amputee to race in Supermoto and sanctioned by the AMA National Circuit. Remington certainly didn't curse the darkness. He actually lit a match in developing motorcycle gear for the disabled called the Leg Up System. But the money you need to move on with your life was insufficient when it comes to insurance money. We're going to talk about that. And today we're very pleased to have on attorneys that worked on a case with regarding the accident that he had. And we're very pleased to welcome, first of all, Todd McFarland.
How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Great to be here.
And, of course, Kristen Bianculli.
Very
Yay!
Good to be here. You did it.
No one's
perfect,
doing a shot on me.
Perfect pronunciation.
I also want to welcome our listeners on 96.9 FM, 103.9 FM, 740 AM, along with national listeners on iHeart, TuneIn, and iRadio Now app listeners. We appreciate those emails. Do keep them coming. And I want to remind our listeners they can actually watch the production live on Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. Just Google Facebook, Legal News and Review. You can't miss it, and I think you'll find it fun and interesting. Today, we are recording live at Kelly Ustahl Building in their My Courtroom. Kelly Ustahl Law Firm is committed to helping you seek justice. Just go to justiceforall.com. That's justiceforall.com. And I'd also like to welcome our legal panel host, Gary Ostro.
Hey, Phil. Good to be here.
Yeah, you actually look like a lawyer today.
I actually made it on time, too, I think.
Yes,
two
you
for
did.
Two, so.
You beat Gary Singer, who says he's on his way, but let's see.
I was almost hoping he'd be here,
yep.
Actually.
And hopefully Michael Santucci's done with his cases, then we'll be back next week as well. You know, if you've been severely injured because of the negligence of someone else, you know, money will not cure you, but it can make a difference in how you use that money. And as I said in the opening, you know, this young man did not curse the darkness. He certainly lit a match. Remington, good afternoon.
How's it going?
It's going good. Another day in paradise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, first, let's talk about with what happened to you to lose your foot and then your leg, I guess.
Yeah, initially when I got in the accident in South Florida, I was T-boned by a white Jetta and consequently lost my right foot. And 3 days later, I elected to have my foot further amputated, further up the leg, to give me a better shot at having a good working prosthesis.
Right. And then you went through the process of remediation. But I'm going to turn to the attorneys right now and ask them who worked on the case. Apparently, originally when you looked at it, there just was not enough insurance. Is that correct?
Yeah, initially we had a policy from the driver who ended up causing the crash and striking Remington, and so that was a pretty low policy considering the severity of his injury.
Right.
What were the limits, if you don't mind me asking?
$100,000 for the bodily injury liability policy for the driver who caused the crash.
Did you find any other areas of insurance that you could pursue?
We did. We looked into, as we always do, we look into as much coverage as we can. We looked into his uninsured motorist coverage, which Kristen really dug into.
The driver, the adverse driver's UM, or
actually,
the victim's UM?
Actually, Later. Through his parents.
Oh, because he lived with his parents.
There were some residency
issues
that were arguable, and some policies that were, I want to say, the deck pages where they disclose what the limits are,
right,
and where they disclose whether things are stacked or unstacked. We've talked about that in shows before. Were not disclosed properly, so we were catching errors in policies, and then preparing him for statements under oath, and got every policy that we could possibly find out there, and
right,
and more, because there had been errors, so we got more coverage than actually could have been out there.
Thankfully,
potentially,
for that UM policy, that was probably the killer, at least for the insurance company.
Right? It's what got him the substantial sum that
Excellent
helped
job.
Him along.
Yeah.
So whenever we get insurance disclosures, we always look at them a little suspiciously at first, and whether the information they give us is incorrect, either intentionally or unintentionally, it doesn't really matter. We always assume that it's not correct in the beginning, and so we dig and dig.
But there has to be an affirmative. You have to elect not to take the UM in order for there to be no UM. They have to elect not to have it affirmatively. Is that correct statement?
Correct. And they have to be able to produce that document.
And they couldn't.
One could not.
Wow.
Could not produce a proper one.
So that was the coup right there.
Well, it was one of them. I mean, this ended up being multiple policies, and not just on, one car. It was arguing stacked versus non-stacked, and what would apply to an RV, to an antique car, uncovering everything anywhere we possibly could.
Wow.
Looking at every avenue, because this is, a huge injury for what happened, and $100,000 doesn't do anything. So without UM
right.
coverage, which is uninsured motorist, for anyone who is listening, without getting that, you could potentially just have whatever it is that the other driver who hit you has. And why that's bad, that's called bodily injury coverage. And, when you're buying your policies, a lot of people don't explain that to you.
No, they do not.
None of them do, probably.
It's price generated. And from the standpoint of you uncovering these other insurance companies, I guess it's a matter of contract law then, interpretation, right?
It's a matter of contract law, also a matter of what Florida law requires. So the insurance companies hold their insureds, their customers, to what the law requires. And so we do the same. And so when we come to them and say, tell us what the insurance coverage is, they tell us, but then we say, also prove the document. Give us the documentation. You have to show us that you did and followed all the right steps in order to limit their coverage.
What I like about this segment is that we talked about your clients and how dramatically their lives have changed. I mean, if I lost my foot and my leg, my whole life would change dramatically. I probably wouldn't want to even get out of bed.
Is that a segue into Remington's?
Traumatically altered?
There
yes.
you go.
This one's for you.
There
I
you
got
go.
T-shirts. There's merchandise on his website, which he'll tell you about, but traumatically altered?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're swag. I found a bunch of articles about you. You're getting out there in a big way.
I'm starting to get some attention.
It's amazing.
That's really exciting, and it really helps me keep going. So,
One article caught my attention where they said that you're really kicking it up.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess because
no
of your
pun
leg.
Intended.
Yeah.
Were there any liability issues with the accident? Was it that clear? Was it comparative or
the? Well, so it was settled pre-litigation, and so we were confident that liability was going to become an issue. And so we just pushed very hard to try to get it done as quickly as possible, because we knew that there would be issues with Remington's actions that day and being able to assess liability on him as well, because what we have, as you know, we have comparative fault in the state of Florida. So if a jury were to have found Remington somewhat at fault, then whatever the jury awarded, that would have been reduced by that percentage of his fault. So if he was found 10% at fault, whatever the jury awarded, the judge would reduce the judgment by 10%.
Right. Was the other? I'm sorry. Was the adverse driver cited or didn't get that far? There wasn't a follow-up or at least an investigation on the scene where there was an officer citing the other driver.
No citations, but that's also not uncommon. Even right. when the liability is pretty clear at the scene, the officers don't always make that call.
And when they do, it doesn't really mean anything anyway.
As far as we're concerned, it right. doesn't for the litigation.
And it shouldn't. And yeah. It really shouldn't. Good job.
That determination doesn't come into our case. So if we were to right. go to trial, the officer's determination as to who is at fault wouldn't come into evidence.
It's not admissible.
So right. then it becomes he said, she said, or he said, and when you are faced with that and certain policy limits out there, it was smart for us to prepare pre-trial, pre-suit, and get as much for him as we possibly could. And, you know, what that meant was taking a lot of time to do it, preparing him, sitting and combing through everything with his family, trying to figure out what could possibly be out there, and really taking the time to learn everything about him, everything about his family, what they own, where things were, to uncover everything possible. So it did take time, but it also, you know, for his benefit meant his fees were lower, his costs were lower, it took time, he was patient, and he knew what we were trying to do.
What do you mean by fees lower?
Well, once you start litigation, and there's an answer from a defendant.
Oh.
Did I lose my... No, got it. We got a dog
it's
in the
Dingo.
Room.
It's Dingo. Dingo's messing everything up.
Dingo's Sorry. The dog, for those of you listening. All Remy right. just got a dog.
Come up with me. He's a nightmare.
He's a cute nightmare.
Yeah, for those that are watching, actually, on Facebook Live.
This is Dingo.
This is Dingo.
That's Dingo. And we're also going to be showing some stuff after the break as well. You got to see this stuff. But sorry, go ahead.
Now I forgot what I was saying.
Fees, litigation.
Oh, time. Fees.
Why was it time? Lower?
Yeah, why was it? Yeah.
Well, because had we been in litigation, the fees would have jumped up to 40% under Florida sliding scale. So Florida sliding scale has 40% if you're in litigation of the first million, 30% between 1 and 2 million and 20% thereafter. But pre-suit, it's 33 and a third. So the difference between 33 and a third and 40% yielded him more money. Plus, we knowing what there was out there as we were uncovering it, I mean, this is a huge injury. His life was obviously impacted.
Oh, yeah.
What he has chosen to done with it is remarkable. And I am so moved and inspired and enlightened, and I just tell the world about him. And I think that he is
that's
amazing.
That's how I found out about him.
And we got the max that we could get under the policies.
Oh, that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know, but you could have... You could have charged 40%, couldn't you?
Could have.
Yeah.
Could have, but I wanted him to get as most money as possible, so did Todd.
That is a great story. That absolutely is.
Really, but let's hear what he did. I didn't hear what he did with it. I think this is a good segue.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about that, but we're going to
I would hope so.
You know something? We're going to take a break now. You're listening to Legal News and Review, and coming back, we're going to be speaking with Remy, or as he's known, Remington Block. You're going to see this young man in the different sports coming up of what's called Moto.
Supermoto.
Supermoto.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I was looking for it. Yes, Supermoto right here. You're listening to Legal News and Review, and we're going to be right back.
Do you need an attorney? Call someone you can trust. The Broward County Bar Association, a not-for-profit organization, was founded in 1925 to foster courtesy, ethics, and professionalism, as well as to provide necessary legal services throughout South Florida. The Broward County Bar Association, 3,000 members strong, has attorney members that work throughout the entire state of Florida, as well as nationally and internationally. Remember, the Broward County Bar Association is a referral you can count on. Call the Broward County Bar Association at 954-764-8310 for all your legal needs. A referral you can count on. 954-764-8310. Or contact online at browardbar.org. Non-lawyer spokesperson.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review. Recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com. or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Okay. Legal News and Review. We're back on the air. And we're speaking with Remington Block, along with attorneys Kristen Bianculli.
You did it.
And Todd McFarland.
Yep.
Yeah, so far. So far.
Excellent pronunciation.
Well, you'll be invited then back coming to come on. Although the students at Nova don't like you now because they can't do a shot.
They'll get plenty of chances.
They will. Yeah, you went to Nova.
I did, twice.
That's right. And we're talking about a young man here that was severely injured. I mean, traumatic. You know, the issues was that he lost a foot and then had to lose a leg as well. But he didn't stop. He didn't just lay in bed and say, oh, poor me. He actually is building a company called...
Traumatically Altered.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And that company is dedicated for what purpose?
Well, right now it's just an apparel company, and it pretty much feeds from my YouTube, Instagram, and my racing that I'm doing, and it's just another way of supporting me and of supporting other amputees. All of my shirt sales, 10% of the proceeds go to a charity related to disabled athletes.
Right.
So I have that going, and eventually I hope to create prosthetics that are tailored for each specific extreme sport to give you a more natural feel and to pretty much, you know, make it feel like you never lost anything in the first place and even be better and more confident in your riding and whatever other sports there may be.
And I understand Supermoto originated in the U.S. in the late 70s as a made-for-TV superbike show.
Yes, sir.
As well. I kind of remember seeing that growing up, actually.
Yep.
As well. I actually I went as far as having a little Honda 50 as a kid.
So. Oh, cool. Very cool. I've ridden a couple of those.
Yeah. Hey, Richard,
I got a question. This is Gary Singer asking. You know, with an injury, you went through a very traumatic experience. And people do. Well, you know, obviously more than just you. A lot of people have that. And people have very differing reactions. Some people let it defeat them, and some people move on to defeat it. As someone who went through it and came out on top, I'm sure it wasn't easy. But what do you think was the difference that let you get through it successfully versus where other people
can't? The absolute difference was the support in my family and my friends around me. That without that, I would not have taken it nearly as well as I did. And besides the obvious that I'm a little off my rocker, you know.
A little bit of craziness helps.
But,
it helps most things.
But definitely the support and the continued support, and that's really what keeps me going and not minding the little injury that comes with motorcycle racing. So.
And what differences in your life that people might not think about? You know, I mean, you lost, for our radio listeners, you lost the lower part of one of your legs.
Yes, sir.
There's some obvious you know, issues and challenges that causes. But what are some of the things that people might not realize that have become very difficult?
Well, for example, when you've been laying in bed and you need to use the restroom at night, it's not as simple as just slapping it on. You usually hop to the toilet.
Anytime, sound like fun.
Yeah. Anytime it's a hot day out, you sweat inside your liner, and that affects the fitment. So if I'm working my butt off, you know, exercising or doing whatever, working out, my leg tends to slide off and slip off, and that's another issue I want to address with my adaptations for motorcycle racing.
Gotcha. To make it more secure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. And finally, and then I'll hand it back to Phil. If there was one non-obvious piece of advice you would give to someone who's newly gone through a traumatic injury like that, what is it that you would tell them?
Besides, stay busy. You know, find something that you really, really enjoy or that you knew you enjoyed before, and just start doing it a little bit at a time. Just do one thing a day. Even if, you know, you think, I'm not getting anywhere, I'm still not getting out of bed. Like, even if it's playing a video game and then getting up and going to make breakfast or something. Like, just start with one little thing and move towards getting, you know, your full day back again.
Well, like that mini habits idea.
Exactly.
Just a little bit, and then maybe you'll do more more, but at least do something.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
We talked about prosthetics in the military and the different documentaries I've seen where now the prosthetic with a hand, that they can feel things, they can grab things.
It's all controlled
by the shoulder. And, Gary, you probably remember this. We were talking about a show called The $6 Million Man.
I do.
Bionic.
Now that wouldn't pay for his pants.
Lee Major.
That's right.
Yeah. We are actually going to be doing a two-part on this. We have 4 minutes left, correct, Mike? Yeah, 4 minutes left as well. And this is a dynamic segment because it's about changing a person's life. And, again, you did not curse that darkness. You lit a match. And, you know, I think you'd be dangerous if you really knew what you were doing.
I am. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just about not letting it really take over your everyday and just moving on and being who you were before and who you want to be in the future and not, you know.
Now, while we spoke before, you didn't know I was going to ask you this. Your experience with Kelly Ustahl, obviously, they were close enough to you to be in touch, but what was your experience like?
I mean, as cheesy as it sounds, like family, like Kristen was always there batting for me, even after, you know, now she still calls me at least once a week or once every 2 weeks and checks up on me and makes sure everything's going good, and she's the reason I'm here right now, so... That just goes to show you how great they are.
You're also looking for sponsors as well.
Yes.
And on that note, you're also for our listeners are going to listen to him on 940 WINZ, and they'll be coming up, I guess, in a week or two. It'll be in the morning show, the Sports Morning Show, as well.
Awesome.
But talking about sponsorship, we have a surprise for you.
So for sponsors,
And real quick too. So we see a lot of devastated families. Horribly injured people, people who go through life-altering changes. And from day one, Remy was as positive as you see him here today. It always got better. Every time we saw him, his attitude got better. His energy got more. He was always positive. He just kept thinking about how he was going to change his life, what he was going to do in the future.
And he's not embarrassed of it. He's wearing shorts now. If you were wearing long pants, I would have no clue.
Yep. No, yeah. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
No, and I have so much to say in the next segment about how he has affected others and what he can do. But as far as sponsorships go and where anyone can purchase his merchandise, Remy, plug it.
Yeah, that is www.traumaticallyaltered.com. And you can go on there. You can go on my Instagram, which is the same. I have a YouTube series, actually several on my channel, traumaticallyaltered.com. And that is what else?
Well, what Facebook. I did was I Googled Remington Bloch, that's B-L-O-C-H, and also the Moto, Supermoto.
Yep.
And you came right up.
Yep, on AMA Supermoto.
Yeah, absolutely.
Follow him everywhere. Exciting. And as far as sponsorship goes, Todd and I want to just throw out there personally, be some of your first sponsors with $1,000.
Wow.
I want this going.
Let's hear it.
I want more sponsors for him and what he's doing, and this is just the beginning. He has so much to do and accomplish, and I know we're running out of time, but please sponsor him. He is changing the world.
Thank you so much.
I want mine to be earmarked for insurance.
Okay, absolutely.
Well, everyone says lawyers just take checks, but sometimes they write them.
That's right. Those are on your personal accounts.
All right.
That's cool stuff. If someone has a question and maybe they can't get in touch with you, can they contact your office and you could lead them to him?
Absolutely.
And what's the best way to contact your office?
You can reach us at locally 954-522-6601, toll free 888-522-6601. It's Kelly Ustahl, www.justiceforall.com.
Or www.kulaw.com.
Okay, that's right, Kelly Ustahl. And that's U, capital U, U, S-T-A-L.
Correct.
Yeah. We're going to be doing a second part. We have to. This is an inspirational segment, and really, you talk about issues in your own life. I mean, seriously, I complained about stubbing my toe. You don't have a toe to stub.
I got a lot less pain than you do, probably.
that is true. But in all seriousness, it's people like yourself that are inspiration to others. I take my own life for granted, where I shouldn't, you know? I have two legs. I can do things that you unfortunately can't, but apparently you make sure that you do.
Yes, sir.
And you were wearing a helmet in that accident.
Absolutely. I always wear my helmet, and that was something that that actually saved my life most likely, because there was a big dent in the helmet, and besides that, that was my only other injury. So,
well, when we do come back for this part two, I am going to want to know, how did you actually find Kelly Ustahl? I mean, there's a lot of PI firms out there, and That's going to be an interesting story.
Yes, sir.
We can't wait to hear that. Gary, why don't you take us off, and we're going to start production for the following show.
Well, Remy, I want to thank you very much for coming, and our Kelly Eustall friends, thank you as always
you
for
so
coming
much.
And having us here. And, Phil, a pleasure to see you, and I want to thank Gary Osher, our co-host, who let me sit in on this one, and we only had enough space for me and not him, so I owe him one on this one. But most importantly, I want to thank our listeners. Thank you very much. Be safe and
be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to belegalbuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for legal news and review. Remember, be legal.
Do you need an attorney? Call someone you can trust. The Broward County Bar Association, a not-for-profit organization, was founded in 1925 to foster courtesy, ethics, and professionalism, as well as to provide necessary legal services throughout South Florida. The Broward County Bar Association, 3,000 members strong, has attorney members that work throughout the entire state of Florida, as well as nationally and internationally. Remember, the Broward County Bar Association is a referral you can count on. Call the Broward County Bar Association at 954-764-8310 for all your legal needs. A referral you can count on. 954-764-8310 or contact online at browardbar.org. Non-lawyer spokesperson.